Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Wow!
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4046. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hart.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Join us. Once again, we will sit and spin. And today, we go a little country with the 10 best feel-good country songs of all times.
Okay.
We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shout of the day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click clack.
Drinking a drum.
All right, here we go. Colorado man arrested after going wild sees cops give him the finger. Meanwhile, a Florida man gets pulled over with coke, meth, and a weed for his binger. Michigan man loses life after eating his roommate's Taco Bell. An emu wandering in Kitsap County has a new home and is doing well. And a man learns to never let a chihuahua lick your face. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, on yesterday's award-winning program, during our random question segment, we asked the question, what is your bad habit? And a caller answered that he'd given up smoking 2 years ago, which is good, but he's replaced smoking with biting his fingernails. And now, that's not the worst thing you can do, but in a survey of 50 bad habits we can't give up, biting your fingernails, that actually came in fourth place. But the reason we even asked the question, because of an article that's claiming that picking your nose might contribute to Alzheimer's disease. And picking your nose, by the way, that ranked third on the survey of 50 bad habits we can't give up. But the survey, you see, it polled ordinary people. So there were answers like speaking with our mouths full, cracking our knuckles, and picking our teeth in public. Then there's the less fun list of 10 habits you really need to break. Now, this list includes things like using electronics in bed, and comparing yourself to other people. And then finally, we have the list of the top 10 addictions in modern society, clearly written by the Fun Police. And the list does not tell you anything you don't already know, but you're probably guilty of some of them. Coffee, smoking, booze, gambling, basically all the good stuff. But the point is, everyone has a bad habit or 10, and some are worse than others, right? Some people smoke meth. Some people doom scroll. Some people chew on pen tops. Some people road rage. But big or small, bad habits come in all shapes and sizes. Believe me, I know. And we know that you're guilty of a few of them. And today we ask you to share with today's question, what is or was your bad habit?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4046. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. We will be joined by Taryn Daly, Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Once again, we'll sit and spin. And today we go a little country with the 10 best feel-good country songs of all times.
Okay.
These are songs that are going to make everyone feel good who's listening to this radio program.
Is that the promise?
I don't know, because I'm not the most knowledgeable in the world of country music. I'm sure that I will recognize a lot of these songs. I'm not sure I can tell you the artist, the title, but we'll do a little guessing game and figure out who's got some country knowledge in here. What else do we have for you? Oh, yeah. Listen to us anytime, anywhere, and exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Download all the podcasts, the podcast, Megacast, Greatest Story Never Told podcast. Subscribe to our daily podcast while you're there so you can catch up on some old episodes and everything else all in one location at the Odyssey app. All you got to do is search for The Men's Room. You'll see our Men's Room radio channel. We got a chance to put together that as well. So that's all there in one place. And today we're going to be talking about bad habits. We all have bad habits. Some are more severe than others.
Sure.
Some you wouldn't even know can have the effect on you that you believe. There's always a new study coming out, like the one we read the other day about the fact that if you pick your nose, now obviously picking your nose, that's a bad habit. And your mom will tell you that.
Of course.
Your dad will tell you that. What do you do with a booger? Do you make a little ball out of it?
It depends what age you're at.
And throw it out the window like Matthew McConaughey. Do you drag it on your wall like I did when I was a five-year-old beside my bed because I didn't think anybody would ever find it?
I think everybody does that.
Under the sofa.
Right.
I mean, you just try to roll and flick depending on the severity of the booger. You know, sometimes you pull it out and you're like, okay, I need a tissue. Like, this is... This is the true booger, as well. But otherwise,
We found out from that study.
I'm just with Miles. When I was a teenager, like a kid, like there would just be boogers on the wall behind.
You did
bed.
It on the wall.
I did mine at least under the bed.
Yeah, you could see where like I had been doing it, but you just don't. I just didn't think about it. I was just like, well, nobody ever goes on the side of the bed.
I have a twin bed pushed up against the wall, and I figured if I dragged it along the wall there, you know, on the side where you're
safe,
no one's gonna know.
My first paid job, man. We were replacing seats at the then Baltimore Arena, and basically you took out the old seats, you scraped them, you sent them off to someplace, they would repaint them, and then we reinstalled them. Under every seat that we pulled, there was not one that did not have multiple boogers.
Yeah.
Right? You always find a gump. But I mean, you're like, look, there's no way children have sat in every single seat. So this is adults. It is kids. There are boogers stuck to
gum under there. I mean, it's not a bad habit to chew gum, but when you throw it on the sidewalk, to me, it becomes a bad habit.
Well, yeah.
It's just like smoking cigarettes. Yes, it's a bad habit. But when you litter the world with your cigarette butts,
just throw it in the trash.
It makes it worse. But nose picking is likely partially to blame for Alzheimer's disease, according to doctors and scientists.
Good work, you gross bastard.
Basically, what they're saying is this. As far as your olfactory system goes and your nose, it's much easier for pathogens to enter through that and into your brain. So basically, with your dirty finger, when you stick it up your nose, you're allowing some of those pathogens to pass on and easily be accessible into your brain.
And so if you do this over the course of years, you know, who knows if they're right, but it makes sense.
But there's all kinds of different bad habits. I know for a fact that we all have bad habits. We all in here have bad habits.
Wait, let me add one thing about picking your nose.
I don't know anyone who doesn't pick their nose, but it's like no one does it publicly. Well, if you are at home, right?
Try not to.
If there, you try not to, but if you feel you can do it without the blow and you're watching a TV show or something, you're not going to pause to get up.
Is being in your car in public.
You are in the privacy of your own vehicle, but everyone can see it. It's like living in a glass house, right?
Okay.
So you can walk around naked in your glass house. Your neighbors are complaining. You're like, hey, man, I'm home. Stop looking. But, yeah, there is something about the car where
all rules seem to.
Does it encourage people to pick their nose?
I just think it's a safe.
I think you just forget that people could see you.
I mean, because you see more nose picking on the road rather than outside of an elementary school. My God, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I know for a fact that, and Ted knows this, Steve, you know this, your son knows this, I have a very foul mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And so a bad habit that I have is...
He curses sometimes, Mike.
Yes. And I've been trying...
Yeah, it's okay.
And I've been trying to tame that down on the golf course, to be honest with you, number one.
That's the worst place to tame it down.
I know, but if I figure...
Your car in the golf course, you're allowed.
If I can do it there, I can do it anywhere, because...
New York.
There's no more frustration in my life than getting out on the golf course and realizing how bad I suck and how many shots that I mishit. And I just want to, I want to just let loose. And I've gotten better at not doing that, keeping my calm, saying, all right, I'll just hit the next one and not losing my mind, even if it's internally.
Right.
And cussing up a storm, because I typically will do that. So I give a lot of phooeys.
Phooey. See, that would make me angry.
I give a lot of farts. Fart. You know, because I'm close.
If you're going to say an F1, say the one.
You're playing with strangers or with your friends?
Strangers, for the most part. But I got to do it all the time.
They probably think you're like, some overtly...
I don't believe you.
Yep.
Well, I mean, look, all I'm saying is
I'm trying.
Mike doesn't curse nearly as much. All three of us do curse a decent... Like, look, I caught myself last week just talking to that cop at Costco, and I was like... Man, I dropped like 4 F-bombs in that conversation that weren't necessary.
Yeah,
sure.
I just was agreeing with something, but yeah, Miles, it's not just the cursing, but you also will go into detail on what you're going to do to other men.
Oh, man.
What they're going to do to you.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite stories. San Diego airport bathroom, and I guess the flight attendant was flirting with you or whatever the hell it was, but you're taking a dump. We're the only two people in the bathroom. I'm peeing. Miles is going on and on. I mean... Real descriptive, but every other word's a bad word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this father walks in with this kid. The kid's 5 or 6 years old because the kid's got to pee.
Yep.
So they're on the other end of the urinals. Miles does not know they're there. And now he's getting into detail of the sex acts that he would perform.
That is correct.
With this specific flight attendant.
Yes.
It involves tongues and orifices. Mm-hmm. And the whole time. Now the father who's there with his son is mean mugging me. Now keep in mind.
Right.
I'm not saying anything, and I don't even acknowledge that I know that. That like who this crazy person is in the stall.
It's a good assumption that he's talking to you.
I understand
that,
but I'm not saying anything. So I don't know if Miles noticed, but I did not respond to anything. But because again, the father's mean mugging me. I'm trying not to laugh, and I got my eyes forward. I finish peeing. I wash my hands. I roll out of the bathroom, and I'm now dying of laughter. Miles walks out about 2 minutes later, like, hey, man, how about a heads up? I'm like, that was too good.
Yep. Yeah.
That kid learned so many things.
Yep.
He had so many questions for his father that he never wanted to answer.
So I definitely know I need to work on my mouth. I have been trying to do that for years. I tried to do it around my children.
That's been my saving grace as the kids.
I did not do a great job with that. I did the best job I could.
My wife does not do a good job at all, which is amazing because of the two of us, I cuss more, quote unquote, per capita.
Yeah.
But when we had kids, man, I'm like, okay, kind of like being on the radio. Just find a different way to express the same thing. My wife, there's nothing like that at all. My kids have learned every cuss word through her. And they will tell me, the bomb she dropped, it starts with this letter. I'm like, yes, I can understand that. So my kids are even like, Dad, do you cuss? I'm like, I cuss all the time. I choose not to cuss around you guys, unlike your mother. But also, my wife has to deal with it more than I do.
Right.
So from the disciplinary thing. If you're the dad and you don't cuss much, drop one cuss word. And I mean, you're so effective in your speech.
Right.
Right? You can say, hey, man, I need you to be quiet. Or you need to shut your damn mouth. And there's two different reactions. If my wife says shut your damn mouth, they're like, that's just mom talking.
Mm-hmm.
If I say dad must be real mad. I'm telling you, man, it works. I've only had to break it out like 3 times or I had to drop an F-bomb about something. But you did something really, really bad. It's like, I cannot effing believe this is what I heard. And just the look on her face, I'm like... Got him.
Yep. Got him, man.
All right,
Steve, I got one for you. I got a bad habit that you probably never even thought about.
Farting in public?
No, it's not really a bad habit. I mean, if you fart, you fart. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, other people disagree about but, where okay, I choose to fart.
We both smoke. We both drink. Yeah. Not the healthiest people in the world.
No.
As far as, you know, a lot of things. I try to do certain things to make me feel better. I take, like, vitamins in the morning.
You Metamucil. You're regular.
I take Metamucil every night. I try to do all these things that are preventative, but that doesn't mean that I'm doing all of the right things. Bad things are going to happen to me somewhere else.
Sure.
And I think this is one of those. So I don't believe the alcohol is going to kill you. I don't believe the smoking is going to kill you right now. But what I believe is, for years I've watched you do this. You chew toothpicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you don't just chew the toothpick. You don't realize it. You have the toothpick in your mouth. But when you're done, the toothpick is gone.
Yeah, I'm like a beaver.
And I don't know if you've ever read what happens when you slowly chew toothpicks. And I know you have.
It's like reading about smoking.
I know you have an iron stomach, right?
Sure, sure.
You do, for sure, without question.
Unless it's a warm mocha.
But what they've discovered is,
yeah, or geez,
I've been struggling today, bro.
Mike, are you reading about this? These slivers of wood that get caught in your large and lower intestines, get embedded, and it's the beginning of what could be some awful diverticulitis.
Oh, I'm going to die.
Where you might have to go in. Like my father, he got it from eating nuts, I think. So he had, I think he said, 4 feet of his intestines removed.
How many feet do we have?
We have a lot of feet, more than I knew. And
the small intestines,
when he told me the number,
one, right?
I was like, he's not exaggerating, but it's a crazy number. So he had like whatever, however amount it was, I was like, I can't, again, believe it. No wonder it takes so long to poop sometimes.
At least 15 feet.
That's the large intestine.
Yeah, combined. It says the small intestine can measure about 9 to 16 feet, while the large intestine is roughly 5 feet. So we could actually have upwards of like 21 feet.
Bam.
In your stomach. Yeah, or in your
intestine.
So basically, you know, I'm seeing like a sliver of wood that is stuck onto the inside of your intestines. Because it's one thing to use a toothpick. It's one thing to chew on a toothpick. But when you're done with a toothpick, the toothpick is gone. There's no like toothpick residual. Like,
oh, no.
You ate the entire toothpick.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Now I know there's wood in food. If you get caught,
there's iron in food, but you don't like.
No, there's wood. There's pulp in food.
There is wood
pulp.
Yes,
like a lot of your store bought.
I mean,
by the
time it gets down your throat, maybe it is pulp at this point in time.
Yeah,
but it starts out a piece of wood. You chew it into a pulp, like a bird feeding a younger one.
If you let me spit in your mouth, you can enjoy. You can enjoy it too.
Exactly. Ted, do you have anything that you can think of? Not the biggest deal in the world.
We know we drink. We know we smoke.
Yeah, like
know
not
we
eating healthy enough.
I don't drink enough water. I know that's.
You say
bad
you don't eat healthy enough. So I mean, look, I watch you, and I know doctors and all that, but I watch what you get for lunch here, and it's healthier than what anyone else is eating.
Yeah, but that's just lunch. It's harder on the weekends.
It is tough on the weekends, but I think most people cheat on the weekends. But I bet you pound for pound, day to day,
Mike,
healthier than most average Americans.
And to Miles' credit, like, right, he's talking about his health. Like Miles, like me and Mike always joke, because Miles would go get Taco Bell for lunch.
Sure.
And then Mike and I joke, because it's like, man, I can't remember last time I had Taco Bell sober. Right.
But at that point, you're ordering a bunch of Miles.
I'm not saying I'm sober either. I'm
well, at that point, you're ordering a bunch of food. I would say sometimes for me, it's just procrastination on stuff. I'm like, right. I'll get it done, but man, like, yeah, like last Saturday, man, it took, well, not like the Saturday before. I mean, I had to sit there in my house for 5 hours, just dishes, laundry, like that kind of stuff. Instead of doing some of it during the week, which I easily could.
Right, right.
It's like, well, I don't know. I got this new documentary I want to watch.
Okay. Well,
so
yeah,
just personally, that's a bad habit.
Management, maybe?
I spent about 20 years getting my, because I used to be the same way, now I'm just not. But I mean, I consciously would tell myself, dude, get up and go do blank. And like I said, it's that ticky-tacky crap around the house. But now it's to the point where it's just habitual with me. But I mean, I consciously had to tell myself, like, okay, man, if you don't like cleaning a lot, just do a little each day. And then my wife, she does not procrastinate on any freaking thing. So it's, even if I'm hemming and hawing, she's like, I already made the plan. I'm like, well, okay then.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I will tell you one bad habit for me personally is when I go on trips or if I have family in town or friends. Like, I will go out and hang out all frickin' night with you. Now, I'll suck it up. Like, my brother's like, I'll give you credit. He goes, you show up to everything. But goddamn, I feel awful.
Yeah.
I feel awful. And I'm like, why did we have to just sit up BS until like
2 in the morning? Well, my worst window of eating is between 9:30 and 11. I mean, I do very well up until
what
then.
Time did they tell you? How many hours should pass?
And then I get stoned and I start watching something, and the next thing you know, I got something sweet or some kind of chocolate in my hand.
But how much time do they say should pass between the time you eat your last meal and then go to bed.
They'd say you shouldn't eat after 9, technically, if you're trying to lose some weight.
But what time are you trying to go to bed is the thing. So, I mean, like, in other words.
I mean, it all depends on what
you're
doing.
Because I go to bed around 1 a.m. So if I'm eating at 10, is a 3-hour window good? If somebody eats dinner at 6 and goes to bed at 9? Now, granted, I've eaten dinner before that. This is not dinner. This is, boy, that joint was good. I really want some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But that's 2 or 3 bowls, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, all that stuff's going to be different. It also depends on kind of how many calories you're taking in.
Millions.
Like, if you don't go over your calories, then eat whatever you want to
right.
eat.
And to motivate myself in the morning, like, I have this, I get up, and whenever I get up, 7 o'clock, 6:30, I get up and I smoke a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I do. Then that triggers
the idea
that I need to use the bathroom.
All right.
I make a cup of coffee.
Poop trigger.
I make a cup of coffee in my Keurig. I have, like, 3 sips of that. And then by 7:45... I pack a huge bowl, and I go into the bathroom, and I smoke it every morning. I mean, unless it's the weekend. Weekend, right. I don't, because I'm only...
Unless it's the weekend. I really got to go to work.
No.
I'm getting high.
No, I'm dead serious. I don't do it on the weekend in the morning. I'll wait till about noon when I'm on the golf course.
Why? Yeah.
Because I'm typically getting up at like 5:45, 6 o'clock. It just seems too early, and I'm normally in a hotel room, so I just don't want to smoke weed in a hotel room at 5:30.
But a lot of it's just mindset. You know what I mean? Like, if you got to go to work, man, get stoned. You know, because you're not high when you get to work.
No, that but back but to the Taco Bell.
Like, all right.
I'm just the opposite. Like, oh, it's Saturday. I don't got to go to work. Let's smoke a bowl.
But see, but it's like the theory of as far as if I'm going to pound drinks, and there's obviously exceptions to this, but if we're going to go out and get torn up, I prefer to do it Sunday through Thursday night. And people used to laugh at this because if I have to wake up hungover, it's Monday through Friday, which means I have to get up for work. But follow me through. One, if I'm going to feel bad, I'd rather feel bad at work because I'm at work anyway, not on the weekends when it's my time. That's one. And two, instead of pissing and moaning like everyone does, like, I'm so hungover, I got to go to work. Get out of bed and go do your thing, right?
If I overthink anything in the morning, if I just get stoned, I completely like, oh, yeah, that's fine. So I have not been to the gym probably in 3 or 4 years.
Traded in for weed?
Where I haven't been stoned. No, I'm like, I don't want to go to the gym today. The hell with that, F that. You know? Then I'll get high and be like, you know what, man? I'm just going to go do it. And then I get in there and I'm stoned and I whip it out and I just whip out the workout.
Just do it.
And I'm done. Same thing when I used to run. Even like every half marathon I've ever run, I was freaking baked.
You have to
every 5K, baked. Every 10K, just depending on the length, like a 5K, I was ripped high. I wouldn't get as high for a half marathon, but I was stoned when I started out because I was like,
why would you get less high to run twice as far, man? I would think that's what I want to be like,
well,
man.
Just because, it's still a pain in the ass, so I still want
to. Right, that's why I want to be more high.
But, I mean, I've never put on running shoes and hit pavement where I wasn't stoned, just because I can just get through it. Like, it's not this torturous thing. It's just like, ooh, look, there are birds. Ooh, look at that butt. You know, like
I feel the same way when I got to clean. You know, on the weekends, like get real baked. And like when you're vacuuming, when you're doing anything high, if you're cleaning, like you are meticulous. So people, man, your place is spotless. Like, because I was stoned to the bejesus.
Yard work? Your yard looks great.
My God, if I'm doing yard work, I'm high and I'm drinking beer the whole time. And no, these are not great habits, but I'm being productive. That's why I don't feel bad at all. Because if I'm not stoned, I'm not even going to start doing yard work. That's one. And if I'm not drinking beer through the course of it, I'm not going to get as much done. Right? I just like to chill my brain, do my thing. I'm stoned. There is not a weed you cannot see when you're high, and you will dig out the frickin' root. No. You know why? Because you're stoned.
Mike, you going to call yourself out on anything?
Yeah, I'll call myself out after the break.
Also going to take that long for the list of all the bad things you do. What is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Our question, what is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK. Mike, are you ready to spill the beans?
Yeah, so I was thinking about it. It doesn't require all this pomp and circumstance.
It
but
does, because you're probably the best guy in the room, I would say. As far as if you said one of you babysit if his name is Mike.
A decent human being.
Right.
I tend to get a little bit of tunnel vision when it comes to doing a task. If I have a mission in mind or whatever it is, and be it cleaning up around the house, doing a project, cooking or something like that. My biggest problem, my wife calls me Mr. 75% because I will finish the bulk, the actual task of what it is I'm supposed to do, build this, cook this, whatever. But then there's always something left out. You know, there are a pair of scissors that I needed to open this up real quick, just got left down on a table. The little piece that you got to, you know, there's a plastic bit that I had to pull off. Just anything that I encounter for like a second just gets set down so that I can finish what it is I'm working on.
I got to. Let me tell you this, Mr. 75%. I would rather live with Mr. 75% than the person who has 9 projects going at once and only has 20% of each one done.
Right.
Yeah.
For a period of 2 weeks.
Yes. I would prefer to deal with one over 5 different messes. Okay, so you left the scissors out. No big deal.
Well, and and it's not a big deal to her. She just laughs. Mr. 75% strikes again. And then I go in there and I put the stuff away. Yeah.
I was picturing you putting something together from IKEA. I used 3 out of the 4 screws, and I'm done.
Some people just aren't the best multitaskers, and they should not be doing things that way. They should do and complete one individual thing at a time. Obviously, with laundry and other things, you can't do that, but for the most part.
And whatever it is I'm doing, I try to get it done as quickly and as efficiently as I can do. Sometimes things get forgotten about because it's like, I need to finish this real quick. I just need to finish this part.
I'm actually very good at multitasking around the house. And actually, I think my years of cooking for this, because you had to do 3 things at once no matter what, it's beaten in your head. So I always have like a mental plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I go through these things. You know how long each thing takes. So I can get a lot done, a lot of different things done, say, in an hour and a half.
That's based on timing issues as far as bringing out food, too.
That is exactly why I got good at that, but it's just my mentality now. My wife is not that way. So like you were saying, 15 things will be 20% done. And my problem is, like, look, you're the one telling me that this was important to you to get done. So you started on this, but if she gets distracted, and she knows she's guilty of this, she'll start on the next thing. mm-hmm. and then gets distracted again and distracted. Well, look, but it never goes circular. You never come back to the thing you started with.
That's another bad habit.
Or the, hey, can you finish this for me? I didn't want to do this. Said you wanted to do it.
I just got a text message. I'm going to sit down and check it. I respond to the text message. Next thing you know, I'm on Instagram. Next thing you know, 25 minutes of my life is gone.
Yes.
Right.
And yeah.
So the bad habit for me is I've just got to learn, like, just respond to the text message, put it down, finish what you were doing. You'll have time. Nothing has changed.
Right.
Instagram will still be there. Just you know.
Dude, I'm terrible about it if I'm watching football by myself. Because if you're watching football, like, if Mike comes over, him and his wife come over and watch a couple of the Seahawks game. But we're, like, chatting in between plays. But sometimes with football, man, those timeouts and penalties, like, same thing. You're right. I'll find myself scrolling. I'm like, put it down, watch a play, then pick. Right. Like, what am I doing? Exactly.
Like, the football game's on. I can scroll any single time I want. But no, the Ravens are on. I'm still, like, checking my phone.
Exactly. Well, and back on the subject of like, doing things too fast, you guys have made fun of me for it, but I eat too damn fast, too.
I've never seen anyone eat as fast as you. I know one other person that eats as fast as you, our friend Dizzle. No, my dog, unlike most dogs, you can fill her bowl. She eats what she wants, and she'll leave the rest alone. So even my dog would be like, Mike, you're going to choke to death.
And I don't know what that is, to be honest with you. It's not like I'm starving. I need to just, you know, and it's not like I'm just a fat ass or anything like that. It's just for whatever reason, my task is like, we need to eat now. And so I'll just finish it so I can move on to the next thing.
When you go out to dinner with your wife.
Which is watching the rest of us finish our meal.
Is she sitting there with, like, most of her food and your food is complete? Then you have to wait.
Exactly. And then she gets self-conscious because she's like, am I taking too long? Like, no, I just housed this.
Yeah.
What are you thinking, though, really? Like, yeah. Yeah, you are.
I'm thinking, like, are you going to finish those fries earlier?
What is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola. Can we guess? Can we guess your bad habit?
Hold on, guys. Could you guys put me on hold? My son's with me.
Yeah.
We know you well enough to say that's probably a good idea.
Yep.
I think we should guess his bad habit before he even says it.
I think you're making great progress, Juan.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Well, my bad habit is on a daily basis, I drank and drove. And I've got 5 DWIs under my belt.
Damn.
How recent is the most recent?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. All right.
Sounds like you got your license back.
Yeah, I got my license. I got my first one when I was 21. Then I got one at 29. And then I got one at 40. And then 51 and 55.
Do you have to take random UAs to continue to have your license?
I used to.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to go to IOP and, play the game.
Who is willing to insure you?
I can't believe it. My insurance is cheaper than my wife's, and she doesn't have a ticket to her
well,
name.
That's
how annoyed that's awesome. Is she? By that's awesome.
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Now, do you still have a drink every once in a while?
No, I do not. I turned my life around 180 degrees, and I'm not supposed to. For press, radio, and film, there's an organization that I belong to. And I'll just say it because I don't care. Alcoholics Anonymous.
But it's supposed to be anonymous. Yeah, now we know.
I thought you were going
to
say SAG or AFTRA.
Whatever. Like I said, my last drink was December 23rd, 2022. So I've got a year and 13 months under my belt.
Wow. They still let people smoke in those meetings?
No more.
Really?
How does AA of all that was the last bastion of being able to smoke
indoors? You just can't
smoke
indoors.
I know, but still, it seemed like, you know, it was just the whole room was permeated with.
So what exactly was?
Yeah.
What convinced you to stop drinking? Was it the 5th DUI or something else?
No, my wife, the only thing I've ever loved in my life, she finally had enough of my BS and she left me. And she was gone for 10 months. And then I was sober for 25 days, and then the 23rd of December, I decided to hell with it. You know, I got a sponsor in AA, and I was going through the program, and come hell or high water, I was getting drunk. It was Christmas time. I'm there alone home, and I got snockered. I fell through my shower curtain. And I wake up in the morning and the shower curtain's all effed up, and I had a couple beers left. I drank the high power IPAs, and I poured them down the drink, and I called my sponsor, told him what I did, and I had to call my, to be honest, I called my probation officer, and she says, well, you're looking at a year in jail. I says, I understand that. I says, I'm done. That was the bottom of my basement with the sewer underneath that. I mean, the party was over, and getting a year is the most spiritual, incredible thing that I could ever imagine doing. 40 years, and not to mention 25 years of crack cocaine.
Oh, and, wow. Okay.
And acid and meth and just, I mean.
Now, was your wife around through all that, the coke and the meth and
no,
all the rest
no,
of it?
No, she wasn't. I met her 6 years ago, and she came back. She knew I was sober. She came back, 6 months ago now?
Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. All right. And I'm glad that this has worked out for you. It's a hell of a story. But all of that said, you love your wife to death. She loves you enough that she came back. What's her bad habit? What is the thing she does that drives you absolutely bonkers?
She still drinks. It's a big trigger for me. And, I get into the dry drunk mode when I get pissed off. And so I'm learning to deal with that.
Now, does she drink excessively, or does she just drink recreationally?
Recreationally, but when,
it's just hard for you to be around, I guess.
It's very hard for me to be around, and but I'm learning to deal with it. And I used to get so damn mad, man. I says I ain't paying for this, SHIT anymore. go ahead, move back out, and I'm learning to deal with this is the biggest revelation I can the biggest gift I can give myself.
Yeah, I'm sure it's every day, man. It was just one day at a time, right?
Yeah,
I mean, but I think it's good though. You're taking classes and stuff. Like my father quit drinking.
Right.
Like I don't even remember him as a kid being that drunk, but that was always a thing. He never really followed up on it, so that was always the term I heard from other counselors was dry drunk, because he had the same reactions to everything. Like everything,
right. Even though right
it was just no alcohol. Okay, he had enough willpower that technically I get it. You're not drinking, but it's like you're still kind of being an a-hole.
That's probably like a functioning alcoholic. Like I said, years ago, a very good friend of my father's. He's known this guy since kindergarten. I've known him my entire life, and he was coming into town. And my father, he was just like, man, I got to go out and buy two handles of Jack Daniels, and I'm like, dude, they're in town for 2 days. Like, literally, they were coming by for the weekend and then moving on to somewhere else. And my dad's like, yeah. So he kind of walks out to go to the store. I look at my mother, and I'm like, why is he buying so much Jack Daniels? Man, they're here for like 48 hours. She's like, Sam drinks that much. I said, there's no way he drinks. I've never seen him drunk. And my mother said, baby, you've never seen him sober. Did you, not one time in your life.
Did he drink both bottles?
They were gone.
They were. So, like, and I was saying, hey, buy as much Jack Daniels as you want, because whatever's left over.
No, it's not like you get what he didn't drink. Like, that's what he drank. And if we had three bottles, he'd have drank three bottles. I saw him fairly recently with my parents. And same thing, the whole time he's talking to me, he's got a Jack and Coke in his hand. And look, I had a Jack and Coke in my hand. The difference is, like, he's refilling, like, every 4 minutes, man. It is unbelievable. And just watching the bottle disappear, and he never changes his demeanor. He is exactly the same. My mom's like, look, I met this man 60 years ago. He was drunk when I met him. He is drunk now. He's been drunk. He's just functional.
Yeah.
It is great. He's one of those guys, I think if he stopped drinking, he would die.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it's like, so look, man, this keeps you going somehow.
What is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello again, gentlemen. So I figure you're going to have a lot of people saying drinking and everything, so I figured I'd add a little to it. I'm about 2 weeks sober now because I had my second physical control charge, so I'm working on that. But when I used to drink...
Wait, your second what charge?
Physical control. So keys in the ignition, but not driving.
Ah, you know, okay. All right.
Sleep in the vehicle, yeah. But when I get drunk or take substances, I like to help people. At a festival, it's called a side quest.
I mean, that's how I met Ted. I was halfway through a mushroom trip, and my friend said he needed a light beer, and I snapped out of it. I'm like, I gotta help this guy.
Well, you said side quest. I was like, I know all about these.
That's an odd superhero.
Yes.
They need help.
Captain Sidequest is the name for sure. But I'll help anyone. I used to be homeless, so I see people who are a little down and out, and I want to help them. So I was coming back from a watering hole that I like to go to, and dude's on the side of the road.
Hey, hang on there, Tony. No brown words.
Once again, Men's Room Colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, Tony, so there's a guy in a beat-up car on the side of the road, and why did you feel you needed to help this person?
It was an area between a bunch of bars, and so I was worried. You know, I just wanted, I knew I could get him hopefully closer. I had a gas tank and all that. But, you know, as I pull over and I start to help him, I realize it's not the best situation. So I bring him and his dog to the other place I go to. Dog's growling at me the whole time. I'm worried I'm going to get my head bit off. At the end of it all, I ended up buying a Roomba from him.
What? Well, there's a random one.
Yeah, he guaranteed it worked. But I get home when the next day, it's got the battery ripped out of it. And then that's just one of 30 stories. I mean, the festival ones usually go fine, but anytime I'm helping people out in the real world, it usually ends up biting me in the butt.
All right, what other substances have you imbibed in addition to alcohol?
That night?
In general.
That night. I think he answered the question. Yeah,
that says a lot. That says a whole lot right
that
there.
That night or like in general?
Yeah, well, I mean, festivals, it goes a lot further. You know, you
sure.
Your snow stuff. You got your funguses, you know. Nothing, no pills, no injections, but, you know, anything that really went in the nose. You know, it happened so quick, you know, you kind of forget you even did it.
I don't.
Well, Tony, I thoroughly...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or dsw.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Enjoyed your side quest. Well, we were sitting there, and then Tony comes over. We start BSing. I was like, hey, it'd be nice to have a light beer. He's like, hang on, man. I'll go get my cooler. Yeah.
That worked.
I mean,
nice.
It was, yeah.
Nice. What is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK. What are they laughing about?
I don't know.
You just having memories of this guy?
Well, it's weird, too, like, because, like, sometimes when you go to these things, like, you only know certain people from there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So then, right, I don't want to hear about Tony having a tough time in regular world, as I just kind of know him from that adventure world.
Which
it's
is
like,
much different.
Yeah. Right, but you forget, people can struggle to know the difference between regular
world and festival. Not that it's a bad habit, but I definitely have a difficult time just remembering why I know someone out of the context that I typically know them.
Yeah, that's not a habit. That's just an inability for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see my barista out drinking. I'm like, oh, God, Rose. You know, like it takes me like 2 seconds. Like I see her almost twice a week.
It happened to me recently. I was just walking around at one point, and the guy's like, Mike Hogg. And I was like, hey, what's up, man? And I saw his face, and I recognized him, and I'm trying to process it. Mike, how many of your events have I been to? He's like, give me a second, dude. I'm not at an event right now.
What is or was your bad habit? 206-803
Rob.
I'm guilty, man. I can't.
Right? I know you.
Yeah, I'm very bad at it.
I will say, seeing people also, just because my brother, who's a principal now, was a teacher for so long.
Yeah.
Like, that could be odd for them, too.
Yes.
Like, I definitely remember going to bars, and he'd be like, let's sit over there. And I'm like,
what's former student?
Former student, or like their parents, or just, he would just be like, I just don't want to talk about my job right now. I'm like, that's the only way they know me.
That is a good point. And at a bar, things are different.
Right, think about, I'm sure you know your kids' teachers, right?
I do.
Right, so... But, like, if there's one that's, I don't know, if you just saw them at a bar randomly, like, you would probably talk about school.
That's one, for sure. Two, based on the places we go and where the kids go to school, I do believe, because I know the teachers drink, because I've had conversations with them at school about drinking, but I think they make it a point not to go to one of three specific locations.
Well, the one's because way too close.
Right. There's the one around the corner, and there's no chance. You'll never see them in there. And they're like, look, man, it's not that we don't want to go in there, but anytime we go in there, there's a parent from the school, and much like you guys, you know, we want to cut loose a little bit. I'm like, I completely understand. There's another one, say, down the street from there on Fifth Avenue. They won't go into that one because a ton of parents go there, and our watering hole they avoid because a lot of people are in and out of there as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, even at DeMatha, I remember being like 19, 20 and had a good fake ID. And there was one bar in that neighborhood that like some of the dudes that lived around there, their dads would go to. So we were like, we got to get in there. And like, it was where the football coaches hung out, like a bunch of the teachers. And it was basically like they knew our ages. So they would just be like, just get out.
Yeah.
Don't come back in here until you're legal to drink.
What is or was your bad habit? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.